And then another relationship with Kyle. Just how did that evolve for you? And I know, I guess you told Grant and Danny that he, what the conversation you had with him, like right after you were drafted, about, you know, looking to trade you, basically. But how did that evolve, and what stands out with him just as a coach for you?
Yeah, I've been fortunate. Not every player in the league can say this, to have been surrounded by so many good coaches. And I don't know that every player, I think most of us need to have great people around us to be successful. Maybe not the case with every player, but most of us do. And I'm no different. And I've been so fortunate to have Mike Shanahan, Kyle Shanahan, Matt LaFleur, those people leading me my first few years. And then to have Sean McVay, Jay Gruden, Matt Cavanaugh, I felt like has had a big impact on my career. And now Kevin O'Connell. I mean, I really feel like those, I believe that's seven coaches that I would really, you know, if I was ever head coach, I would want to hire all of them to be on my staff because I think so highly of them. So very fortunate. But Kyle stands out, you know, looking back, just because the information we have now, we didn't have then. You know, no one knew what was going to happen. And Kyle believed in me when it was just potential. There was no production. I hadn't done anything to earn his belief. And he believed in me, and Mike did too, and Matt LaFleur for that matter. And I think that's when I look back, I say, wow, those guys knew what they were talking about, because I hadn't done anything. And they told me I had a lot of potential and could do something. And I think that's when I look back and then respect their knowledge of the quarterback position and what it takes to play well in this league.
Kirk, you've been – it's been a constant – a constant process throughout this year.
Yeah, it's an ongoing process, but there's no doubt that every game we come out of it and say, you know, hey, I need you to be a little deeper there, get your depth. The route may change versus certain coverage, and, you know, we're trying to recognize that same coverage so that we're on the same page. And, you know, there's a lot of precision with these routes, the spacing and the timing and the depth and the motions, and all that comes with reps and experience. I've been encouraged just because everybody in our offense wants to be on the details. You know, occasionally you can get with guys who don't care about the details and you want them to do a certain thing, but you can tell deep down they don't care. That's not the case with our guys. We really care about the details and want to do it right. And so it's fun then to work with them and coach them up, and then vice versa. You know, I respect them when they have something for me because I understand they're trying to do it the right way.
And then are those conversations mostly one-on-one between you and the player, or your teammate, or are they you and Jay, you and Ike Hillier, the receivers coach?
Yeah.
Kind of who's
it
involved
varies.
In that?
It could be any of those. You know, I could be passing Ike in the hall and say, hey, you know, tell Josh on his thunder to get his shoulders down. Or it could be me passing Josh in the hall and saying the same thing. It could be us in a meeting with Jay saying, hey, why are we doing it this way? You know, did we tell Terrell that already? And so it's an ongoing conversation throughout the day. And because we all love football, you know, we all are junkies and kind of eat it up and want to talk ball throughout the entire day.
Kirk, my question was sort of leading off of Kimes, if you can remember your train of thought.
Yeah.
The potential that Kyle saw in you and his conveying that to you, that he saw that. Can you just explain what that meant to you, what difference that made at that stage in your career?
Well, I think... No, I didn't come into the – some guys come into the league really having a lot of confidence and believing I'm going to be a Pro Bowler someday, I'm going to be a Hall of Famer, it's just a matter of time. That really wasn't my mindset. You know, my mindset was I got to make the team, you know, and I got to, you know, find a way to stay in this league. And I never felt like next year was promised. And so hearing that belief from Mike, from Kyle, from Matt right away gave me a chance to set my sights a little higher and to expect a little more out of myself and to, you know, work for more. And you know, it certainly is a shot in the arm when someone believes in you, and that was the case. And I, like I said, I've been fortunate to have that really all the way through my career.